Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, verily a surah from the Quran Sharif consisting of 30 ayah interceded for a person until he was pardoned, and that was Tabarakal Ladhi biyadihi al-mulk. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Suratul Mulk will continue interceding on behalf of its reader until the reader is pardoned by Allah ta'ala. In one hadith Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the surah of Tabarak is a great protector and deliverer. It protects and frees one from the azab of qabr. So let's read Suratul Mulk.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبض ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن إنه بكل شيء بصير أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن إن الكافرون إلا في غرور أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه بل لجوا في عتو ونفور أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين
It's the eve of Jumu'ah, Islamically it's Friday night. Night comes first, day comes afterwards. Like that we call it Thursday night. But the recitation of Durood Sharif in this Mubarak night is greatly rewarded. And also it is the 21st night, the Ramadan month, odd night of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So let us read Durood Sharif with great muhabbat for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who have been to Madinah Sharif can picture themselves at the Rauza Mubarak. And those who haven't been there too, you have seen the Green Dome, you have seen in pictures the Masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So there's nothing wrong in using the imagination. But like that, we must have that belief and yaqeen that what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said is the truth, that there are angels that will now transport this Durood Sharif from here to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately.
Salamun ala ibadihi allazeen astafa, salamun ala al-mursaleen.
There are more kitabs there in the cupboards, pass it around to those children. See if this kitab has even got at the back.
سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافية صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم فبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمتي. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. If a person wants gardens, then the enjoyment of the gardens is the taking of the name of Allah Ta'ala. All the other enjoyment which we are having, if Allah Ta'ala is not pleased, then that enjoyment will not last, and it is also going to bring a lot of problems later in life. The enjoyment which is with the displeasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is temporary enjoyment. But it brings permanent disaster. For a little while of pleasure, the person ruins the peace of mind, his happiness, and Allah Ta'ala then makes his life miserable and uncomfortable. One asks all those who are in drugs, in drink, in wine, in women, that at the end of the day, what happiness have they found? Can anybody take qasam and say that after that I found permanent happiness? I found sukoon in my heart, contentment. It just cannot come with the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the one who puts happiness into hearts. Then even in pain, in sickness, in poverty, the person will still have happiness within the heart. We will say, how can that be possible? It is possible. How does the flower bloom in the midst of thorns? The flower blooms in the midst of thorns. So the thorn of pain, the thorn of sickness, the thorn of poverty may be around. But if he's got Allah in his life, then he's got sukoon, sukoon, sukoon. The word sukoon itself is from the nose, sunnah. Sukoon, the person, he snores also from the nose. He sleeps fast asleep when he's got sukoon. So Allah Ta'ala will then give sukoon. So lazzate zikre name khuda hai chaman. For a ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman, jungle. And where you go and put all your rubbish, all the rubbish dump. That is what ghaflat ki dunya is. When you are negligent, heedless of the advices of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then that is like that rubbish dump. Nothing else comes from there except filthy smell, filthy odor.
لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے, ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے, اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن. ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے, اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن.
Extremely important and necessary that we give up our sins. Hijrat from sins, just leaving our town, going to another town, leaving our country, going to another country, leaving one city, going to another city, and we call that hijrat, I made hijrat. So that is not sufficient for hijrat purposes. She has zururi gunaho ko bhi chhodte. What is the purpose of making hijrat? The purpose of his making hijrat is so that you may be able to practice upon the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the new place that you are migrating to. That in the place that you are living, the Sahaba Ikram were living in Makkah Mukarrama, it was becoming extremely difficult there to practice upon all the teachings of Islam and to propagate Islam. So they were ordered to make hijrat and go away to Madina Sharif. And there the Ansar they assisted, and after that Islam spread throughout the world. So why did they leave Makkah Sharif? Now we leave our country, we go and settle in America, in Europe, in England and other places. But we take all our sins with us. The sins that we were indulging in here, we take them with us. In fact, we go there and multiply them. When we go there and multiply them, so here we had no sukoon, we had no peace, we had no serenity in our hearts, no tranquility and no happiness. And when we go that side, our problems are multiplied. Look at the problems are multiplied in those countries at present. So, hey, zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. But if the person gives up his sins, then whether he is in South Africa, whether he is in America, whether he is in China, Allah Ta'ala will give him sukoon inside the heart. That sukoon has got nothing to do with the outside world, it's got everything to do with the heart. And Allah Ta'ala will give it inside that heart. And with his sukoon, we don't know how many others will get sukoon in their lives. But hey, zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. Because we are entering now the 21st night it is. So this is something that we must remember, that we can sit here the whole night, we can sit here the whole 10 nights, but if we are not going to make up our minds to give up our sins, we want to keep our baggage of sins with us. Wherever we go, we want to take this baggage of sins with us. So then we are carrying contraband. If we're going to take this baggage with us everywhere, then it's contraband. Then finally that person will land himself in prison. If the person takes along with him baggage of contraband goods, what's going to happen? He's going to get caught somewhere. So if we give up that, then we will find sukoon. He zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de. So let us make our niyat, let us make up our minds. And this is the first of the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and it is given to us so that we may seek forgiveness from all our sins. Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive. Why else should He give us a whole month of Ramadan and give us the last 10 nights of Ramadan, then give us again the odd nights of the, and say that this got so much of virtues, and give us Laylatul Qadr? All that shows clearly Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive. My dear young beloved friends, let us put our cars in reverse gear. Get back where we lost the road. And don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Young people who have given up their habits of gambling and fornication and watching the filthy movies and indulging in all other kinds of sins, rave clubs and discos. They were gone very, very far, but they put a reverse gear last year or the year before that, and then ask them what happened. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dearly loves that young person who sacrifices his evil passions and desires. He loves him. An old person, where else is he going to go after old age? His one leg is already in the grave. Is he going to get youth again? Science is working so hard in getting some kind of medication or tablet or preparation so that the person can get youth again. He can't get his youth. He will get a little bit of strength in his body. Some tablet may boost his energy for a little while. But after that, it's again the same old age. He will never come back to 16 and 18 and 20. He's still going further. The next step is the grave. So that animal which is old and weak, and it's also gone weak and it's feeble and is half dead, you make qurbani of that animal. Will that be acceptable? Or will it be the same as making qurbani of that animal which is healthy and fit and young? So that young person who is making a qurbani of his evil passions and desires, because his heart is filled with those passions, he is seeing the youth where they are. So at that time he says, no, I want to make hijrat from sins. And I want my Allah in my life. I want Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to be happy and pleased with me. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to be happy and pleased. Now when he's going to go about it in that manner, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will also say, this young person who's got strength, health, vigor, vitality, money, car, cell phone, everything. And he could have also headed for that same disco and cinema and theater and gambling den. But he is coming towards me. What pain he is taking on his heart. He's putting the knife over his evil passions. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take him towards you. Allah ta'ala will not disappoint him. Allah ta'ala will cause his muhabbat to flow in his heart. And when he is going to enjoy those waves of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he will say, way I wasted my time and my life. May Allah Ta'ala give us the waves of His muhabbat in our hearts. Hey, zaruri gunaho ko bhi chod de, asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Bil yaqeen paayega nisbate awliya, bil yaqeen paayega nisbate awliya. جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن We will get the nisbat of the awliya kiram if we attach our hearts to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And believe me, brothers, believe me, there are many, many examples around you. You can go and meet them, talk to them. And believe me, your life will not become boring. This is the biggest fear that the young person has, that if I give up sins, what will I do? There's nothing to do after that. What else will I do? If I give up those wine and women and TV and movie and filthy magazines and porn sites, then life will become boring. How can it become boring? The person is turning towards Allah, who is the creator of happiness, the creator of gardens of Jannat. He is the creator of the gardens of Jannat, where there will be everlasting bliss and happiness and peace and sukoon and enjoyment. So if you are going to get Allah Ta'ala, then in a capsule you have got all those gardens. In a capsule all those gardens have come over into our hearts. Again, mana ke meer gulshan-e jannat to dur hai, arif hai magar dil mein khaliq-e jannat liye hai. O meer, I know that the gardens of jannat are far away. You will still have to die in this world. You will have to go through the alam-e-barzakh from then until Qiyamah, that period of waiting. Then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will make hisab, kitab, and then send you into Jannat. So then you get the gardens of Jannat. But the arif of Allah Ta'ala, he has already got the khaliq of Jannat in his heart. So if he's got the khaliq of Jannat, then Jannat is his. Jannat is automatically his. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Shahre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan.
شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں, عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن.
The person who is a lover, then if you ask him which is your beloved city, then he will say that my place of birth, my beloved city, everything is where my beloved resides. Wherever the beloved is, then the person considers that to be his watan. Aashiqon ka suna hai wahi hai watan. Shehre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai wahi hai watan. Phir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun. So if that is the case, that the lover always dearly loves that city where his beloved resides, phir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota madine mein mera watan. Then what must I say about Madina Sharif, where my beloved resides, where my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam made hijrat to, and where my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam rests. What must I say about the enjoyment about Madina Sharif? Kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. How I wish that Madina Sharif was my watan.
Sheher-e-mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun.
Say it with me.
پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو, زندہ باد اے وطن, زندہ باد اے وطن. ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے, وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے. اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن. ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے, اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن.
If we only can get some understanding of what Madina Sharif is. May Allah Ta'ala give us muhabbat for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, muhabbat for Madina Sharif, muhabbat for the Masjid of Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Wasallam, muhabbat for the Green Dome of Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Wasallam, muhabbat for all his companions who lie buried in Jannatul Baqi or wherever they are buried. Muhabbat for anything that was, that has nisbat with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us make dua now. It's the 21st night. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is willing to forgive. Allah ta'ala is willing to accept those who return towards him. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma Rabbana, ya Rabbana, zalamna anfusana وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين Ya Karbal Akramin, oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, oh my most loving Allah, oh my most caring Allah, oh my most generous Allah, oh my most compassionate Allah, oh my most tolerant Allah, oh my most beautiful Allah. Ya Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, it is the night of Jumu'ah. It is the month of Ramadan. It is the 21st night, the first of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, of the odd nights. Oh my beloved Allah, how much of your aids of rahmat are pouring. Ya Allah, we sinful servants of yours have gathered here for no other purpose but to seek forgiveness for our sins. Ya Allah, we have believed in you as a Rahim Allah. Ya Rahim, Raham Farma. Ay Kareem, Karam Farma. Ay Ghaffar, Maghfirat Farma. Ay Sattar, Sattari Farma. My beloved Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We acknowledge each and every sin that we have committed. From the day we became of age up till now, my beloved Allah, whatever sins we have committed, forgive them. Ya Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We do not wish to carry the baggage of sins anymore. Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks which blows up huge mountains. Oh my Allah, what is there for you to blow away the mountains of sins that we have accumulated? Ay veret ya re Allah, so many young people are raising their heads, and you really love the young when they make tawbah from their sins. Ya Allah, the young people, when they turn towards you with repentance, you really love them. Ya Allah, with the barakat of their tears, we are asking from you. Ay mere Allah, hum to gunegar hai, siyakar hai, khatakar hai, mujrim hai, napaak aur nalayak hai. Ay Allah, lekin tu to maaf karne wala khuda hai. You are Rahim, you are Kareem, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean. Our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth. If our sins are more than the entire creation put together. Ya Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Ya Allah, wash away every sin of ours. Purify and clean our hearts. Ya Allah, give us the hearts that you give to the awliya. Give us the hearts that you give to your walis. Ya Allah, give us the hearts that you give to the walis. Ya Allah, we have made nafs and shaitan our friends. Whereas, oh Allah, you are offering your friendship. You are offering us wilayat on taqwa. Ya Allah, you are offering us the crown of your friendship on taqwa. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Change the condition of our lives. How long are we going to walk like hypocrites on the surface of this earth? How long are we going to disobey you? How long are we going to use your very bounties for your disobedience? Ya Allah, a day is going to come when our life is going to come to an end. Mere Allah, before that day comes when they start pouring the water of mayyat above our bodies. Ya Allah, before that day comes when our tongues are silenced, when our hands will move no more, when our feet will walk no more, when the eyes with which we wish to stare at the women who were haram for us to see cast evil glances, and the eyes with which we watch so much of porn films and filthy magazines we read, oh my Allah, when they will be able to see no more, and the ears with which we listen to so much of filthy music and all haram, they will be able to listen no more, and the hands will touch no more. Ay Allah, before that day comes, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from our sins. Before that water is poured above our bodies, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to pour the water of tawbah above our hearts.
Ya Allah, before the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, give us the tawfiq to put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Where Allah, we are tired ourselves of committing sins. Guna kar kar ke hum khud thak gaye. What did sins bring for us? Nothing but misery, restlessness, anxieties and worries. Ya Allah, give us the understanding. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of envy, of jealousy, of evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, humare dil ka hal badal de. Ya Allah, transplant a spiritual, healthy heart into our bodies. Man has mastered the art of transplant. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you the transplant of a healthy spiritual heart. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Ha by Allah, how long am I going to live in this world indulging in vices, evils and sins? How long? Badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Allah, make a decision tonight for us. Make a decision tonight to change the condition of our hearts. Fill our hearts with your love. Let our hearts, O my beloved Allah, be filled with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Give us so much of your love with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything pleasing to you and to distance ourselves from everything displeasing to you. O my beloved Allah, the radios, the television, the magazines, the newspapers, everything inviting us towards sins. Ay mere pyare khuda, we are being bombarded by fitnas from our right, from our left, from in front of us, from behind us, from above us, from the satellites and from beneath us. Ay Allah, hum kidhar jaye? Mere maula, where do we go? Who is there to protect us and save us besides you? Ya Allah, save us, protect us. Ay mere pyare khuda, we are drowning in the ocean of sins. Throw a lifeline for us, O my Allah. O my Allah. O my beloved Allah. We want you, my Allah. We want to be yours, my Allah. We want to be yours, my Allah. Make us yours and become ours. Allah, don't look at our sins. Allah, look at your shan of rahmat. Look at your shan of kareemi. Become ours and make us yours. Allah, hamara ban ja. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with good health, spiritual and physical. Those who are sick and ailing, whether they are amongst us or in hospitals or in clinics or in homes or wherever they may be. Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa from all sicknesses, ailments and diseases. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove the financial difficulties.
Ya Allah, throughout the world, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, there's so much of oppression, tyranny, persecution, torture. So many of our Muslim brothers and sisters are languishing in jail for no other reason except that they were taking your Mubarak name. Ya Allah, they don't even have halal food to observe the fast in those prisons. Ya Allah, create the conditions of release for them. Ya Allah, create the conditions of release for them. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Bless them with Iman and Islam. Open their eyes to the beauties of Islam. Oh Allah, let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the world. But if these enemies have made up their minds that they will continue with the persecution and torture and tyranny and oppression, then, oh my beloved Allah, send the gale force winds against them. Ya Allah, cause the tornadoes to shake them up. Cause the earth to shake and swallow them up. Ya Allah, cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Ya Allah, give them defeat in the battles. Ya Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen. Ya Allah, send your ghaibi forces to help the Mujahideen. Ya Allah, your unseen forces are unlimited. Ay mere pyare Allah, you are the same Allah that was in the battle of Badr, in the battle of Uhud, in the battle of Khandaq, in Fateh Makkah. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Mere Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Hum kamzor ho gaye, we have gone weak, but oh my Allah, you haven't gone weak. Teri kudrat mein koi kami nahi. Ay Allah, hamari madad farma, nusrat farma. Ya Allah, bless us with sihat, with afiyat, with salamati, with izzat. Ya Allah, bless us with respect, with good health. Bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with yaqeen in you. Bless us with tawakkul in you. Bless us with trust in you. Ay Allah, bless us with the barakat of this month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, bless us with the forgiveness in this month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, let us be drenched in the rains of rahmat that is pouring in this month of Ramadan, and especially in these Mubarak nights. Oh my beloved Allah, ay my beloved Allah, ab to zindagi ka hal badal. Mere pyare Mawla, mere Rahim, Kareem Mawla, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouths, a bottle of wine in our hands, watching some filthy film or movie, or watching some filthy site on the internet, or some filthy magazine in our hands. We don't know when the angel of death is going to strike. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, Ya Allah, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. At the Roza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with the salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasul Allah on our lips, let our soul come dancing towards you. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, open the doors for our entry into Madina Sharif. Ya Allah, hamare liye Madina Sharif mein qiyam ka rasta khol de. Ya Allah, ab to jigar phat raha hai. Ya Allah, hamari tamanna puri kar de. Ay mere pyare khuda, all his life Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made duas for us. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Our wives and children with that goodness. And the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us. Protect our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.